Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly. We thank God for you of Samson Realtors. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God, praying woman of God, powerful woman of God. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines. We want to say happy birthday to Dr. David Gaines. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May this day of the year bring you love and good cheer. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Be the best that you ever had. Happy birthday, Dr. David Gaines. We're praying that you're enjoying a beautiful, beautiful day. We pray that God will continue to use you in a mighty way. And we want you to continue to support Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles. He's located at 2103 North Charles Street. Of course, he's celebrating his birthday on today, and he'll return on Tuesday. Again, happy birthday, Dr. David Gaines. 2103 North Charles Street is where he's located. You can give him a call on Tuesday when he comes back in town. Well, maybe we'll let him get a day of rest. Give him a call on Wednesday, okay? 443-449-3631. If you'd like to get that beautiful, beautiful natural hairstyle, Master Locktrician. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Beautiful natural hairstyles, men and women of God. Isn't that a blessing? And we thank God, we thank God, we thank God for Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, helping to support that bill so we won't be discriminated against with wearing our natural hairstyles. That's really, really a shame that we had to get a bill that we didn't have to be discriminated against wearing our hair natural, the way God made us. And he created us in his image. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631 if you'd like to have him pray over you. And do a dynamic, powerful job as a master electrician, as a barber on site. But you've got to make an appointment and give him a call at 443-449-3631. And again, he's located 2103 North Charles Street. That's Ebony Styles, Dr. David Gaines. To God be the glory for the great things he's been doing. God has been using him. Even while COVID was out there and things were closed, Dr. David Gaines was still supplying the community with fresh fruits and vegetables and bread. And right now, that's what he's supplying, fresh bread. But you got to give him a call before Tuesdays to let him know that you like to have fresh bread. 443-449-3631. And that's truly a blessing because we know that things are really expensive. So we thank Dr. David Gaines for the great work he's been doing, even in the midst of the COVID time. And we thank God for Jesus for using him. Don't forget about the family tree. Family tree is raising families up. I am one of the facilitators and will continue to be a blessing to you, you and you. The family tree is raising families up. They have a wonderful, wonderful event coming up on September the 17th, and that event is going to be held at Falls Way in Baltimore City, and they're going to have free haircuts, free food, free clothing, free prayer. Yeah, we're going to be there praying for you. All right. Baltimore Connect, Fall Back to School Resource Fair. Bring your family, enjoy music, food, and resources. Again, that's Saturday, September the 17th, 12:30 to 4. And the location is Al Daily Bread, 725 Falls Way, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. You'll receive backpacks and school supplies, free food, free health screening, free haircuts, free clothes giveaway, free household items, COVID supplies and tests, raffles, craft activities, resource vendors, and more. And again, if you'd like to be a vendor for this great event, I would like for you to contact Patricia Barger, and I want to give you her address. The address is P. Barger, lowercase letters, P-B-A-R-G-E-R, at FamilyTreeMD.org. That's P, Barger, B-A-R-G-E-R, at FamilyTreeMD.org. That's Patricia Barger, B-A-R-G-E-R. Let her know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. If you'd like to be a vendor, write to her. Email her at P-B-A-R-G-E-R at FamilyTreeMD.org. Okay, do it today. All right. And they have a vendor's application, and you can get that application. This is very, very long, so you got to get your pen and your paper out for this. HTTPS semicolon /// www.bemoreconnect.org /resource-fair-vendor-application. Okay? Let me give that to you again. Vendor application, semicolon, /// www.bemoreconnect.org /resource-fair-vendor-application. And I'll be giving that to you again, okay? Thank God, thank God, thank God. We have another sponsor that I want to give you information on. I'll be giving it out to you tomorrow. We thank God for all of you that have been a blessing. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. God is truly good. God is truly good. We're praying for our event that's coming up on October the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2. What a mighty God we serve. We'll be sharing more information about that. We want you to pray, pray, pray. We are praying for all of those that believe in the power of prayer, and even those that don't. We know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. And we're going to have this series of information placed on CDs for you, so you can listen to them at any time. We talked about the powerful types of affirmations. We talked about the scriptures, praying the scriptures. But sometimes you say, I don't know what to pray. Pray the 23rd Psalm. Hallelujah, glory be to God. As I always say, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And we thank God for each and every one of you that are listening on a continuous basis. We thank God for the ability to pray, to cry out, Abba, Father. Yes, we have a Father we can cry out to. We thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with your Son. We thank God for blessing us with his Son, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. There's something about that name, Jesus. And we're living in miracle-working time. In spite of all that's going on, God is still working miracles. He is a miracle-working God. I want you to hear that this morning. God is a miracle-working God. Yes, he's working miracles for you, you, and you. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We're praying for those that's been affected by the water, E. coli that's in the water. We're praying. Right now they're saying it's been in the West Baltimore area. But we know things can spread, so we're going to ask that God will intervene and just cleanse the water and do not allow it to spread to other parts of the city or the counties. We are praying that God will touch those that have tasted the water and wasn't aware of the conditions. We're praying for those that have the ability, that God has blessed them with the ability to make us aware of situations in our community, in our city, in our counties, in our states, in our nation. We're praying that God will touch mind, body, spirit, and soul in the name of Jesus. and grant us wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Praying that God will send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul on this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He will set you free from all types of conditions, illnesses, aches and pains, fevers, digestive conditions, cancer of the colon. God is a healer. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus, for setting your people free. Healing, deliverance. Yes, he's able. We got to believe him this morning. We got to trust him this morning. Yes, he said we'll have trials and tribulations, but he's right there with us. He said he'll send us a comforter in times like these. And the word of God in Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time for everything. Trust God in the midst of everything. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He's a way maker. Thank you, God, for the praise reports I've received. Thank you, Jesus. God bless those that's blessed others. As I was walking down the street on yesterday, I needed some quarters to put into a meter. I believe I had about 3 quarters. So I saw a man and lady coming down the street, and I asked them, I said, excuse me, but would you happen to have change for a dollar? The lady got indignant and said to the man, no, we don't have time to give anybody any quarters. I said, ma'am, I'm not begging. I have a dollar and I want to get change if you have it. No, we don't have time for that. The man said to her, you need to stop being like that. You need to stop acting like that. That's not nice. So the man took out 2 quarters and said, here, you could have these 2 quarters. And I gave him my dollar. He said, no, ma'am. I said, no, sir, take the dollar, and I'll take the 2 quarters. I'm grateful. So he looked at the lady and see, she's blessing me. God is good. We got to be careful how we entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. That was testing for that couple. So thank God the man received his blessing. Thank you, Jesus. And he taught her a lesson. As another gentleman came across the street, I asked him, did he have change for a dollar? He said, I don't have change for a dollar, but here, I'm going to give you this change that I have. So what I gave out, I received back. There's a blessing in being obedient to the Spirit of God. So I thank God for Jesus. God is truly good. And I was able to stay there at that meter until my appointment time was over. Isn't God good? God is in the blessing business. And that was a miracle for me, because I had completed my appointment before 4 o'clock. And you know, in the cities, especially Baltimore City, you got to move at a certain time. So I thank God. God is truly good. And he even provided me with a parking space right where I had to go in. Isn't God good? I praise him and thank him every day. And we got to do that. That was a miracle for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And God is working miracles for you, you and you. He is a miracle-working God. We thank God for the miracle that he worked out for Shanita Kelly. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Rael Kelly. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Zariel Kelly. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Diamond Tickle. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Mother Annie Green. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Absolute Care. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Johns Hopkins Hospital. We thank God for the miracle that he's working out University Hospital. We thank God for the miracle he worked out for Billy Edwards. Hallelujah. Dr. Ron Green. We thank God for the miracle he's working out for Pastor Murray Davis Edwards. We thank God for the miracle that he's working out for Dr. Catherine Walker. We thank God for the miracle that he's working out for Maddie Hightower. Hallelujah. Ricky Hightower. He's a miracle-working God. We thank God for the miracle he's working out. Thank you, Jesus, for Rhonda Hightower. God is good. And I want you young people to know that God wants to use you right now in this season. And I thank God for the young people that are allowing God to use them. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our young people in a very special way. Use them, God. The Word of God says a little child shall lead you. And we thank God for those young people that God is using right now. Glory be to God. We're praying for all of you that are traveling, that God will keep you and protect you and watch over you in a very special way. Traveling for your jobs, even those that are on cruises for pleasure, we're praying for you. You need to have a powerful, powerful prayer service on those cruises. Jesus, watch over them and protect them from seen and unseen danger. You need to have a revival on the cruises. My God. We're praying for those that are on the planes as they travel the highways and the byways. They'll take the name of Jesus with them. On the trains, on the buses, in your private vehicles, in the jets, helicopters. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is real, Evangelist Jack Nita. We're praying for you. Those that are going into the nursing homes, faithfully praying and teaching the word of God to God's people. We're praying for you, Elder Cassie, Deacon Lofton. God is truly a good God, and he could do anything but fail. He haven't failed you yet. Minister Sharon Duffy, God is able. Thank you, Jesus, my brother's keeper. We are praying for everyone that come in and out of those doors, those that are coming in and out of Gospel Tabernacle Church, special prayers, a church for the community, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, your wife, your son, your family in its entirety, a church committed to the body of Christ, to the community. We are praying for you that God will continue to use you and your ministers in a mighty way. Minister Barbara Duffy, God is able. We thank God for you and your family and your grandchild now in another state going to college. We thank you, Father God. Bless those young people that have a desire to go out of the state where they've been living all their lives. Protect them, Father God, right now from seen and unseen danger. God, please protect them. Protect us, Father God, from the guns and the use of illegal weapons. That's, Father, right now. Take those guns out of our young people's hands that want to use them illegally. Take that thought out of their mind of killing someone, destroying someone's life. Touch, Father God, our young people, Father God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Regulate these minds of those that have the thought, Father God, to take away somebody's life. Touch their minds right now. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We come against that spirit of destruction right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Protect our children. We thank you for our police officers, our security guards. We thank you, Father God, insight and wisdom and knowledge. Then, Father God, give our children the gift of discernment, as to know where to go, when to go, who with. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our people that you give them the gift of discernment, Father God. Divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. Father, have them not to fear. Have them not to walk in fear. But Father God, we're going to trust you with our children's lives, as they go off to school and college and universities every day, as they go on their jobs, Father God. Innocent victims, Father God. We're praying for families, Father God, who have lost loved ones. My God, let them know that God is still in charge. Let them know that you're a good God. You're still a God that can do anything but fail. Have them not to give up, but have them to hold on to God's unchanging hand. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of destruction. In the name of Jesus, we defeat it right now and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We're praying for those individuals that try to do what is evil. We come against that evil spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, for the praise reports that we have received. Lives that have been saved. Lives that have been changed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is miracle working season, my dear ones. And let us be a blessing to someone else. God created you, and God bless you so that you can bless someone else. And watch your blessings multiply. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. In times like these, we need a Savior. We need to cry out to the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for you, Tanisha Green, in Norfolk, Virginia, and your children. We are praying that God will just touch, heal, and deliver. Glory be to God. We are praying for women that are raising their children without a father in the home. But you can call upon Jesus. Yes, you can. Call upon the mighty name of Jesus. And he will be there with you every step of the way. Hallelujah. God is with you. I want you to know that this morning. We're praying for males that are raising their children without a mother in the home. God is with you every step of the way. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, he's there. And we're praying for a fresh anointing on this day that God will move a mighty way in your life. We're praying for families, grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. We're praying for nieces and nephews, husbands and wives. We are praying for you, hallelujah, glory be to God, Mercedes. We are praying for you and LaShawn, Elder Dawn and Annette. We are praying for you, Apostle Mary Edwards. We are praying for you. God has blessed you. He's fixed that heart. We thank you. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank God for those blessings bestowed upon each and every one of you. Praying for those behind prison bars. Praying for governors and mayors that God will strengthen them and they will yield to the Almighty Living God. Commissioners, police commissioners, we are praying for you that you will bow down on bending knees and yield to God. You'll see a change take place. You can't do it. The mayor can't do it. The governor can't do it. We got to call on the Almighty Living God in the name of Jesus. And lift our President Joe Biden up in prayer. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, in prayer. His family, Father God, strengthen them, guide them, and lead them. We're praying for those that come against them. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We're praying for Carmela, our Vice President, and her husband, and her family in its entirety. We're praying for our kings and our queens, our archbishops and bishops, and chief apostles and apostles, pastors and doctors and lawyers. We are praying for them, Father God, our judges, that they'll make the right decisions when it comes to the lives of people in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Our wardens in the prisons, prisoners, we are praying for you, that they'll yield to the Almighty Living God and cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Let God do it. Let God change your life. Let God touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Total healing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God is setting the captives free. Those that are innocent, God is setting you free. And he'll provide you with food, shelter, and clothing, with a job, with career, with your needs that you have once you're released from the prisons. But you need Jesus. Most of all, you need Jesus. Cry out to him and ask him to make that change in your life on this day. Thanks be to God. He's opened the prison cells for someone that's been behind the prison bars for thousands and thousands and thousands of minutes. Thousands of minutes. Thousands of seconds. You've been counting every second, every minute, every hour, every day that you've been behind those prison bars. But God said he's setting the captive free. But you need Jesus. Surrender and give your life to the Almighty Living God. As you leave that prison, you need Jesus. Surrender to him today, and he'll make your life right. Thank you, God. for the families that are receiving their loved ones as they are released in the name of Jesus. Have them walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. We're praying for the family, Father God, of El Queen. Yes. We're praying for the family right now. Hallelujah. We're praying for the new king that's being put in place. We're praying for the connection of that family to draw closer together in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the connection of that family as they draw closer together in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the nation and the loss of our queen. Glory be to God. We're praying for the nation and the loss of ambassadors, presidents. We're praying for you. We thank you, Father God. Spirit of God will fall upon them and our nation, our cities, our counties, our neighborhoods will draw closer together in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the way. He is a way maker. Call upon the name of Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's a way maker. Yes, he is, my dear ones. He will make a way out of no way. He will guide you and lead you and direct you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as he's healing someone right now. He's healing someone. Thank you, Gloria Henson, for that praise report. God is able. Yes, he is, Sister Burdetta. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pastor Mary, God is able. Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries, God is able. He's healed her knees. Thank you, God. Her back. He's healing someone right now. Thanks be to God for multiple cirrhosis, Parkinson's disease. He's healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Call upon him. He will answer. Invite him into your life for total healing. He's healing someone right now for meningitis. Thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. He's healing someone who's been suffering all night in aches and pains. Thank God for the healing for Evangelist Janet Griffith. Thank God for the healing for Mother Annie Green. Thank God for the healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul, of Mother Mary Robinson. Thank God for the healing. Thank you, Jesus. For those that don't even know the name of Jesus, they've not called upon you. We thank you for the healing of that mind right now, regulating that mind in the name of Jesus. He is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Regulate that mind. We come against mental illness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to break that generational curse of mental illness, bipolar, manic depressant, depression disorders, paranoid schizophrenic. We come against those mental disorders right now in the name of Jesus. We come against dementia. Stop claiming it. Stop claiming it, my dear ones. We come against that dementia, Alzheimer's. We come against that spirit right now. Stop claiming it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against diabetes in our community. Hypertension. We come against it in our homes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against that throat cancer. God is healing that throat right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against those diseases that doctors don't even know what to call it. We come against it right now. We come against those, Father God, that may be overweight, that need to lose a couple of pounds. We pray, Father God, for them to get the exercise that they need, to get the food and nourishment that they need, that they'll have a desire to drink more water. We thank you, Father God, for those that's been dehydrated. But now, Father God, you have blessed them. And we thank you right now for healing that individual in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your love, for your compassion, for mankind. And we thank you right now for forgiving us of our sins, anything that we've done or said that wasn't pleasing or acceptable in the eyesight of God. We pray, Father God, that you will forgive us. We thank you for those that are repenting of their sins right now. Because you said in your word that you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we take you at your word. We thank you right now for protecting us from seen and unseen danger. Glory be to God. God is protecting you from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. You kept our homes intact. We thank you right now for someone that had a place to lay their head last night. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now for making a way out of no one, a way out of no way, for someone's been walking the streets all night long. My God, my God, my God. We pray, Father God, that you'll take the desire for drugs from that individual. They'll no longer be addicted to drugs, illegal drugs. They'll no longer be addicted to drugs, prescription drugs. They'll no longer be addicted to pills, crack, cocaine. They'll no longer be addicted, my God, to those drugs that they're making up in their homes. My God, my God, my God, wipe that addiction out of their veins. They will no longer have a desire or a need for illegal drugs. My God, my God, my God, we speak against that desire. They'll be addicted to Jesus, the Word of God, the power of the Almighty Living God. We speak against every drug pusher, those that are bringing the drugs into our community, into our homes, into our schools. We come against them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll stop them in their tracks. Those that are bringing them into our community on the boats, the jets, the airplanes, in their cars, stop them right now in their tracks in the name of Jesus, and have those individuals to yield to you, to Almighty Living God. And bow down to Jesus. We come against that spirit right now of destruction, destroying lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that loved one home. Thank you, Father God. We come against that spirit of kidnapping. Stop them in their tracks right now. My God, my God, my God. We come against that Jezebel spirit. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Father God, we pray right now that you will come into our midst, that you give us a fresh anointing on this day, that you will continue to bless us in a very special way. You will continue to watch over us and keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are your people. We are the land. You said judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. We're praying for the body of Christ. We're praying for pastors that are preaching the word and teaching the word, that they will live according to the word of God, not just preach it and teach it. We're praying for the soloist that sings the songs of Zion, that they will live what they're singing. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, right now. You've been better to us than what we've been to our own selves. And you've blessed us all to see another day. We pray for a revival in your life, in your home, a revival where you will glorify God. Lift up your hands and praise God for your personal revival. Thank you, Jesus. Your personal revival, just you and Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that personal revival right now in someone's life. A personal revival, just you and Jesus, celebrating life, celebrating Jesus. A personal revival. Thank you, Jesus, for that personal revival that the individual's having right now with you. Thank you, God, for reviving us again, restoring us again, making us new, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the individual that's surrendering to Jesus Christ right now for their first time. Invite them in. and invite him in? Are you sure that if you leave this earth today, that you're going to see the Almighty King? Thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God. Are you sure? Be very, very sure. Not maybe, I don't know, very sure. Accept him right now. This is the hour of salvation. Say this prayer with me, or repeat after me. Father God, I invite you into my life. I repent of my sins, and I believe that you will forgive me. Because you said in your word, you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. And I take you at your word. Father God, I invite you into my life. I surrender to you right now. My life, my life, my life. On this day, I surrender to you. I want to be your son or your daughter. On this day, I want to be a member of the body of Christ. On this day, I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. I believe that no grave could hold you. I believe that you rose on the third day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. I believe that you did this for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to become a child of God. If you said this prayer for the first time, I want you to seal it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thanks be to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Yes, they are. For one, I want you to know this morning, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And now you are a member of the body of Christ. You have a new daddy. And he lives. He lives. He lives. And he walks with you. And he talks with you. He's with you every step of the way. Thank God and praise God. You have a new father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Have your own personal revival with Jesus on this day. Praise him on this day, Friday, September the 9th, 2022. If you said this prayer for the first time, and if you said it again, a new day for you, a new day for you, your spiritual birthday, hallelujah, I want you to be very, very sure, knowing that you are a woman of God, knowing that you are a man of God, knowing that you are a child of God, knowing that you have a father that loves you no matter what, knowing that God has forgiven you of your sins. Thank you, Jesus. Know it for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to study the word of God. Begin to share the word of God with someone else. Let someone know, I have a spiritual birthday. I received Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. September the 9th, 2022. 9 stands for leadership. Thank you, Jesus. You're a leader in the body of Christ. Thank you, God. Begin to pray without ceasing. Study the word of God. Share the word of God with someone else. Let someone else know that God is real. Our God is not dead. And that you're going to trust him and obey. Amen? Trust him and obey. That's the first order of business, trusting and obeying God. But the first order of business is receiving him as your personal Savior. Thank you, God. Ask God to lead and direct you. Amen. Where you could worship and praise and glorify God. Where you can honor the word of God. Thank you, God. Where you can respect yourself and others. Where you can love yourself and others. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. But you got to love yourself before you love anyone else. Thank you, God. Because Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells you so. Amen? But love yourself. Be good to yourself, my sisters and my brothers. You're beautiful men and women of God. You're handsome men in the eyesight of God. No matter what nobody says, be good to yourself. Love yourself with the unconditional love, the agape love of Jesus Christ. No matter what, he loves you. He hates the sin, but he loves you. And we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam. The first Adam disobeyed God. He spoke to Adam, not to Eve. He spoke to Adam, and Adam disobeyed. But thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He sent us that second Adam. And that second Adam is Jesus Christ. A second chance. Isn't that awesome? Some of us, he's given us a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth chance. My God. But we got to repent. We got to turn away from our wicked way of living. We are not perfect. We're striving for perfection. Striving for perfection. Yes, you are a Christian. Yes, you are a man or woman of God. But you're not a doormat. Don't let anybody abuse you, misuse you, verbally, physically, emotionally. Do not allow individuals to disrespect you. You are a man or woman of God. And you got to walk in that authority. Hold your head up high. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. You are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. God is transferring the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. And the righteous will do what thus says the Lord. God is in charge. Thank you, Jesus. Get that in your spirit. God is in charge of your life, not you. God is in charge of your life. From this day forth, God is in charge of your life. You've just had your personal revival. Let someone know, I went to the revival this morning, me and Jesus. And boy, did we have an exciting time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And somebody had a renewal of their vows with Jesus today. Thank you for that renewal that you have with accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. We thank God for you. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your praise reports. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And we put those prayer requests on our altar and pray over them continuously. We put those praise reports on the altar and pray over them and thank God for your praise reports and your prayer requests. Thank God for Apostle Margie Mercer. We thank God for Archbishop Alabasi and King Alamasi. We thank God for the vision he's given her. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Be a blessing to someone today, and let God continue to overflow you with miracles, signs, and wonders. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing in your life. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.